Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we commence a Sabbath morning worship.
奉神圣名开始, 我们安息日早上的聚会。
And let's all rise and sing praises to the Lord.
让我们一起来站立, 来唱诗, 来赞美主。
401.
401首。
401.
401首。
Hallelujah, peace, complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿平安与喜乐与大家同在。
First, we'd like to praise and thank God we can gather here this morning to worship God together.
首先我们要感谢主, 可以让我们聚集在这边一起来,
and also praise and thank God that I can be here to worship the true and living God with all of you.
而且也感谢神, 让我可以在这边与大家一起来敬拜主。
This morning, I'd like to share with you a prescription for spiritual health.
那我今天早上想跟大家分享的是一个属灵健康的一个处方。
Let's come to 3 John verse 2.
让我们翻到约翰三书。
3 John verse 2.
约翰三书的第三节。 第二节。
Yeah. 3 John verse 2.
约翰三书的第二节。
Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prosper.
亲爱的兄弟啊, 我愿你凡事兴盛, 身体健壮, 正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。
So we can see when John wrote to Gaius, his fellow brethren,
当约翰在写信给他的, 给该由他的弟兄的时候,
and he said, I will pray that you may prosper in all things.
他祷告说, 我希望你凡事都兴盛。
And this all things is being good health and also in good spirituality.
就是有健康的身体, 也属灵上, 也是一样的兴盛。
Quite often for us as Christian,
作为基督徒的我们,
we think being good health is not important.
好像要有健康的身体并不重要。
Because quite often we want to focus more on a spiritual health.
常常我们更注重在我们属灵上的健康。
But we know that spiritual health is more important than physical health.
我们知道属灵上的健康比, 肉体上的健康来得更为重要。
But to be good in physical health is also very important.
但是要有健康的身体也是非常的重要的。
Why? Because we as a chosen people of God,
作为神的选民,
you need to be in good health.
我们要有健康的身体。
So we can have the strength and go preach the gospel into every nation.
我们才有力量可以为, 向万国来传福音。
Just like for us as ministers,
就像我们作为, 传道人的,
we have to travel to many different places.
我们要, 遍走各地。
If you're not in good physical health, and then it's very difficult for us to travel.
要是, 在肉体上没有一个健康的身体的话, 要到处的去, 去, 拜访各地的教会, 就并没有那么简单了。
So that's why the GA preferred anyone who applied for TTP, they must be 45 years old or under.
因此, 每种才会, 会希望, 所有参加, 去, 要参加神学, 神学班的人都是 45岁以下。
Because minister, we need to travel a lot.
因为作为传道人, 我们要经常的旅行。
So this means if we start a ministry in the 50s, then it's very difficult to travel to different places.
要是50岁才开始出来, 做传道的话, 要再去各个地方, 去访问, 就, 身体上有时候会吃不消。
You can see just for me, I had my knee surgery about 4 weeks ago.
就比如说像我自己, 我在4个礼拜前, 我的膝盖做的手术。
And because of this surgery, it's very difficult for me to use my right leg.
因为这个手术, 所以我, 我用我的右腿上会有点困难。
So I cannot kneel down and pray to God.
我没有办法跪下来向神祷告。
And I cannot stand up too long to preach the gospel.
我没有办法站立太久来传福音。
See, physical health is very important.
肉体上的健康很重要。
Just like Pastor Ye.
就好像叶传道,
for sure, spiritually he's very healthy.
属灵上他一定是非常健康的。
But physically he's been very weak lately.
但是属, 在肉体上他最近身体不是很好。
Because there's been something going on with his liver.
因为他的肝脏, 最近不是很好。
Because of this, he had need to take 1 month off, right, to rest his body.
正因为如此, 他要, 要休息一个月, 来好好的休养自己的身体。
So that's why when John wrote to Gaius,
正, 就是如此, 当约翰写信给该友的时候,
he wanted to make sure he's in good physical health.
他希望他是身体健壮的。
Because he already knows that Gaius is in his soul has prospered. I mean, spiritually he's very healthy.
因为, 约翰知道他在, 属灵上是很健康的。
So for us as Christians,
作为基督徒的我们
We know physically we need to be healthy.
我们知道在身体上我们要健壮
But being healthy physically is not, it doesn't work as much as being spiritually healthy.
但是、单单只是在肉体上健康是、是、还不够的我们在属灵上也要有健康
So what must we do to、physically to keep a body healthy.
那我们要怎么样的才可以让我们的身体健康呢
We must have a strong immune system.
我们要有一个很好的免疫力。
This is very important.
这很重要。
If we don't have strong immune system, then it's very easy for different bacteria, different virus to attack us.
要是我们没有一个很好的免疫系统的话，很多的细菌、病毒就会来侵犯我们。
Just like patient with cancer.
就好像患啊、罹患癌症的病人
Quite often when they are serious sick, they put them in ICU.
常常当他们、病得很严重的时候他们会被安置在、深切治疗部
Then quite often whoever want to visit them, they must put mask on, put their gloves on.
常常要去访问他们的人他们都要戴上口罩跟手套
And most of the time children cannot visit them.
常常孩子也不能去看访他们
Because children quite often they carry a lot of bacteria.
因为小孩常常身上会带着很多的细菌
Because children they touch everything.
因为孩子会摸 不一样的、不同的东西。
So、because of this, most of the time they not allow children to visit those who in ICU.
正因为如此，医院常常不允许小孩去访问在、深切物流、治疗部里面的人。
Why? Because their immune system is very weak.
因为在里面的人，他们的免疫系统 很弱。
Because their immune system is very weak, then they are prone.To get, you know, disease and stuff very easily.
正因为如此，他们很容易就会受到细菌的感染。
I remember when I was in high school.
我记得我还在读高中的时候。
Even in college.
在读大学。
I never ever get sick.
我从没有会生病。
Because during that time, my immune system is very strong.
在那时候，我的免疫系统很好。
But now it seems like every time I feel a little weak, I get sick very easily.
但是像现在，无论我什么时候觉得身体比较弱的时候，我就会生病了。
So what about spiritually?
那属灵上呢
？What must we do?
我们要做什么呢
？Spiritually, our immune system also must be very strong.
属灵上，我们的免疫系统也要非常的啊、非常的好。
Because if our immune system is not strong, then it's very easy for us to fall into temptation.
要是我们免疫系统不好的话，我们很容易就会受啊、受到啊、迷惑。
Just like bacteria is always outside.
就好像细菌都在外面。
And our sins is always in this world.
就像罪一直在这个世界当中。
The temptation is always there.
那些引诱的、我们的也一直在外面。
False teaching is always there.
那些、假的教训也是在外面。
And persecution always going to be there.
逼迫也在外面。
But the question is, do we have a strong enough immune system to withstand all these things?
问题就是在于我们是否有一个好的免疫系统可以抵挡一切这些的、细菌。
Because we as Christian,
作为基督徒
we cannot avoid the things of this world.
我们、面对世界的这一切是毫无避、我们是没有办法去避免的。
The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh and pride of life.
这个、眼目的情欲、肉体的情欲跟今生的骄傲是我们无法避免的。
As long as we live in this world, we will encounter these three things.
只要我们活在这世上，我们就一定会面对这三样东西。
And we as Christians, we cannot live in a bubble.
作为基督徒，我们没有办法活在一个泡泡当中。
Because sometimes we live in a bubble, it seems, you know, it's much easier for us to live our lives.
似乎有时候我们觉得我们活在一个保护膜或者一个泡泡当中我们 就可以免疫了
But this is not what our Lord Jesus Christ wants from us
但是这并不是主耶稣希望我们过的生活
So that's why before he ascended to heaven
正因为如此在他升天之前
He said we see power from above、
他要我们从、从天上得力量
That is to receive the Holy Spirit
那就是得圣灵
Why? Because he wants us to go into the world and preach the gospel
因为他们要我们到 世人那边去去传福音
But before we go into the world and preach the gospel
但是在我们要进入、世界去传福音之前
We must have a strong spiritual immune system
我们自己本身要有一个好的免疫系统
And only then we can withstand all the things that Satan has to offer us in the world
只有这样我们才可以、在撒旦、给我们的引诱面前可以站立得稳
So, but the big question is,
但是问题在于,
how can we make our immune system become strong?
我们要如何让我们的免疫系统, 变得非常的健全呢?
Because nowadays, those who want to be physically healthy,
像今天我们看到外面的人, 要是要有好的身体的话,
actually, they do many things.
他们做很多事情,
I remember in the 80s, late 80s,
我记得在80年代的末期,
bagels and cream cheese was the thing, right? Everybody loved bagel and cream cheese.
那时候每个人都喜欢 bagel 跟, 那个 cream cheese.
And then I also remember that, you know, when Krispy Kreme, right, came out, the line was out the door.
那我们记得那时候那个甜圈圈那个公司, 它出来的时候, 每个人都会在外面排队, 要买他们的甜品。
Nowadays, those things are no longer popular.
但是今天这些东西都已经不受欢迎了。
Because everybody's talking about healthy, you know, healthy food and exercise.
因为现在, 大家所关注的都是健康跟运动。
No, when I used to go to the farmer's market,
以前我们都会去农夫市场,
really can buy organic, right, you know, cucumber, tomato and stuff to be you know, very cheap.
那时候去农夫市场要买一些有机的食物, 都是挺便宜的。
But now because people, you know, into healthy food and healthy diet.
但是因为现在每个人都很注重健康。
So even go to the farmer's market, the cucumber and tomato will cost a lot now.
现在去农夫市场买这些有机的食物也要花相当的价钱。
Because people come to a realization.
因为人们都意识到,
that we need to have healthy body.
我们需要有一个健康的身体。
So for us as Christian, it's no difference at all.
那作为基督徒也, 不例外。
We need to have a healthy spirituality.
我们要有一个健康的属灵生命。
And what is the best way to have a healthy body?
那要有一个, 健康的身体, 有什么样的方法呢?
We must do regular exercise.
我们要常常的来运动。
This is very important.
这很重要。
So that's why nowadays you can see the 24 fitness is all over the place.
现在我们看到那些 24小时开放的, 健康的健身中心到处都是。
And every year the New Year resolution is try to lose weight and do exercise.
每一年人们的, 开始的时候的新年励志都是要可以减肥, 可以多运动。
Why? Because our body works better when it's in good health.
因为我们的身体会, 会运作得更好, 要是我们有好的健康。
Just like our spirituality.
就像我们属灵的生活。
No, quite often we don't do exercise regularly.
常常我们不是, 我们没有经常的去来运动。
Then we become too fat with the word of God.
那我们对于神的话就会变得不冷不热。
So this means week in and week out, all we do is listen to the word of God.
那我们, 我们每天都会来聆听神的道。
So just like a person to consume a lot of physical food.
就好像, 一个人, 他每天吃很多食物,
if they don't do exercise,
又是他不来运动的话,
then they will become overweight.
他们就会超重。
So for us spiritually,
那对于我们属灵上来说,
if we do not do exercise,
又是我们不运动,
that means practice the word of God in our daily life.
换句话来说, 就是在我们每一天的生活当中来, 运用神的话,
then spiritually, we also become fat.
那在属灵上, 我们也会变得超重。
Remember priest Eli.
就好像, 以利先知。
So Eli, he was a priest.
他是一个先知。
And he also was a judge.
他也是一个士师。
But the Bible always describes him sitting on his chair.
但是他圣经常常记载说, 他坐在那边犯罪。
Why? Because sitting in a chair, this means he's not active with his spiritual life.
换句话来说, 他在属灵的生命上并不是活跃的。
So then on the end of his life,
在他人生的最终的时候,
the Bible described that priest Eli was very fat.
那时候圣经记载说, 以利是非常的肥胖。
Then he fell off his chair and died.
他从他的椅子上掉下来死了。
We don't want to be this kind of Christian.
我们不希望成为这样的一个基督徒。
We need to be an active Christian.
我们是要成为一个, 活跃的基督徒。
Listen to the book of Hebrews chapter 6.
要我们翻到希伯来书第六章。
Hebrews chapter 6.
希伯来书第六章。
Verse 11 and 12.
11-12节。
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 11 and 12.
希伯来书第六章11-12节。
Verse 11.
11节,
and we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. Verse 12.
12节,
that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. So you can see here the author Hebrew encouraged the members.
在这里，希伯来书的作者，鼓励信徒。
We must be diligent to the end days.
在末世的时候，我们要殷勤。
We should not become sluggish.
不要懈怠。
If we become sluggish, this means spiritually become very weak.
要是懈怠的话，在属灵上就是软弱的。
So that's why for us, just like physically, we need to do exercise.
就好像对于我们在在肉体上，我们要常常来运动。
Spiritually, we also need to do exercise.
那在属灵上，我们要常常的来运动。
I remember when I was in high school.
记得我还在高中的时候。
I used to run 10-15 miles with no problem at all.
那我常常是跑10英里、15英里都没有问题。
I used to play basketball 4 or 5 hours a day.
那每天我打4-5个小时的篮球。
And I play tennis 4 or 5 hours a day.
那打也是花4-5个小时去打网球。
And I never get tired.
我从不会疲惫。
So I remember one day, when Ha and I lived back in Boston.
我记得有一次我太太跟我住在波士顿。
So Ha asked me to go running.
那我太太叫我一起去跑步。
And for me, during this time, I already, you know,I haven't done exercise for a long time already.
那时候我已经没有经常的在运动。
Because you know, my wife, she's a woman, so I figure she's going to run very slow.
那但是我想说我太太是女人也不会跑快到哪里去。
So she's not going to be able to keep up with me.
她不会追得上我的。
Because I used to run 10-15 miles without taking a deep breath.
因为那时候我以前常常会跑10到15英里都不需要休息。
So during time I put weights on my wrist, right?
那时候我就在我的手腕上带了一个负重的东西。
I put weight on my ankles.
那我也在我的膝盖上也带了一个负重的东西。
And he asked me, why do you do? Why you have to put all these weights?
那我太太问我说，为什么你要负重那么多呢？
I tell her, no, you're going to be too slow for me, so I put the weight on so you know I can run a little bit slower.
那我就跟她说，因为你跑起来一定没有我快，所以我带上一些东西可以跟得上你的慢速度。
Of course, my mind told me I could do it.
我的脑筋告诉我说我可以做得到的。
Many many years already.
因为我做了那么多的年。
But I forgot that I haven't done exercise for a long time.
但是我忘记了我已经很久没运动。
So sure now I put the weights on my ankles, my wrist. I ran 2 blocks. I couldn't run anymore.
那当我把负重都带在身上的时候，我只跑了2条街，我就跑不下去。
And now at my age, even though I'm still young.
现在在我这个年龄，即使我还算年轻。
When I see people running, I get tired already.
当我看到别人跑步，我自己就已经累了。
So that's why for us, think about spirituality.
因此，当我们来想想自己的属灵生命。
Because when God created us,
当神创造我们。
Our physical body is not meant to sit down and do nothing.
我们属肉的生命，并不是说只是单坐在那边什么都不做的。
And spiritually, it also wasn't meant for us to sit down, also do nothing.
那属灵上的生命也是如此，不是坐在那边就什么都不做。
If we don't get up and practice the word of God, we become so sluggish, then our faith will deteriorate sooner or later.
那要是我们一直属灵上的生命，我们只是单单坐在那边都不站起来行神的道的话，那我们就会变成懈怠。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
让我们翻到以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10.
第二章的第十节。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
We can see that here in Ephesians chapter 2, talking about how our Lord Jesus Christ, through his love and mercy, have given us this new life.
在以弗所书，我们看到是怎么透过主耶稣的爱跟怜悯，他给予我们新的生命。
Even though we're sitting with our Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly kingdom,
即使我们跟主耶稣一直坐在天上，
but we also need to get up.
我们也要起来
and practice this new life.
在这个新的生命当中要来练习。
Because this new life is created according to the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这个新的生命是根据主耶稣来创造的。
So that's why we must do good works.
我们要行善。
When we do good works, we also must walk in these good works.
那我们在做好的事情的时候，我们也要在里面行走。
If we think about the Dead Sea,
譬比如让我们来想一下死海。
Why the sea is dead?
为什么这个海是死的呢？
Even though there's so much water.
即使有那么多的水。
Because the salt content is very high.
首先是因为它们的含盐量很高。
The reason the salt content is very high because there's no inflow or outflow.
因为它们含盐量很高，是因为它们这个海没有流入或者流出的来源。
Because of this, there's no life inside.The Dead Sea.
正因为如此，在这个死海当中没有生命。
You can see the Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean.
比如说，我们来看太平洋跟大西洋。
It's also full of salt.
它们那个盐分也是很高。
Why is it so many animals and so many fish can live inside?
为什么有那么多的生物可以活在其中呢？
Because every ocean have rivers and lakes and everything flowing through it.
那是因为海会有江河延伸下去。
It has inflow and outflow.
它们有入海口也有出海口。
Because of this, the sea become alive.
正因为如此，海变成是活的。
And create oxygen for the fish to live.
它们有会有氧气可以供养给生物在其中。
So just like for us.
正因就像我们。
If we intake the word of God every single day.
要是我们每天都来吸收神的道。
And we do not go out there and practice the word of God.
但是我们却不出去行神的道。
Then we can never experience what it's like for God to work with us.
那我们就没有办法来体会到神在我们身上运行是怎么样的一个感受。
I remember when I was here for my TTP.
我记得当我在太平洋教会在实习在神学生的时候在训练的时候。
And I stayed in that house about 6 months.
我在那个小房子住了6个月。
And every day we pray and read the Bible.
每一天我们都祷告来读圣经。
But the most exciting time for me is.
但是我让我最兴奋的事是
Wednesday night, Friday, and Saturday.
星期三、星期五跟星期六
Why? Because all week I did not talk to anyone.
因为整个星期我都没有跟别人讲话
All I did was listen to the, you know, to the instructor lecturing me.
每一天我都是在听教导我的老师来给我上课
So Wednesday night comes when I see brother and sister here.
那星期三晚上到了我看到弟兄姐妹
I get so excited to talk to them.
我就很兴奋的可以跟他们聊天。
But because the brothers and sisters live very far away and stuff like that, plus on a weekday, because then after the service, quite often people just leave.
但是因为弟兄姐妹住得很远，而且不是周末，所以很多人他聚会一下一结束就要回家了。
But I remember before they leave, I always try to talk to many members as possible.
但是我记得在他们离开之前，我都是尽量的想跟很多信徒的聊天。
Because I felt I have so many things inside my head that I have learned, so I want to share with brothers and sisters.
因为我觉得我学了那么多的东西在我的脑子里我要跟大家来分享
So that's why exercising is very good for our physical health and preaching the word of God and do God's holy work is very good for our spiritual health
正如运动对于我们属肉上的生命很重要那我们来实行神的道在我们的生命当中对于我们的属灵生命也是同样重要
Because it doesn't matter how weak or how strong we are
无论我们是坚强的还是软弱的
God always has work for us
神对于我们都有他的工作
That's why if every one of us be able to walk we be able to do exercise
那所以对于我们每一个人我们都要来行道我们要来运动
Even though we cannot all do the same exercise but we can do different kind of exercise to fit our body
即使我们每个人 不可能做同样的来运动但是我们都要做适合我们身体的运动
I remember when I live in Boston
我记得当我还在波士顿住的时候
There was a time I play a lot of sports so I need to lift a lot of weights
那时候我做很多的运动所以我要去常常来练习举重
And one time I went to the Gold's Gym
那有一次我去到一个健身中心
I see the Gold's Gym is known for all those guys that are very buff, right? They're very in good shape.
那个健身中心它出名的地方是在于里面健身的人他们都是非常的健壮。
So when I went to the gym,
当我去到那个健身中心
wow, all those guys are huge.
那里面每一个人都是
And when they lift weights, they used to scream and yell so loud, right?
他们讲话也很大声。
So for me, I wasn't that big.
那我的体型没有他们那么大。
So I saw this big guy lifting all the heavy weights and everything.
那我看到那些很健壮的人他们举很重的那些东西
So for me to lift lightweight I feel very embarrassed
那对于我来说我要是提那些没那么重的那些运动器材的时候我就很不好意思
So I remember one time I was doing a decline、I was doing something like a bench press right, but upside down right?
那有一次我就在做一个倒着的一个健身器材
You see I can do about 135 pounds
那我常常可以平常在练习的时候是做145磅的。
At that time, there's too many big guys around me, so 135 pounds is just, you know, it's embarrassing.
135磅，但是135磅在那些那么健壮的人看来就是小意思，所以我也很不好意思。
So I remember I put an extra 50 pounds.
那我记得我那一次就是再再加负重50磅。
So I lift the first one.
当我第一次把它抬起来的时候下来。
Then I lift the second one.
当我再一次想举起来。
But as I was lifting the second one, the weight was too heavy for me.
当我第二次举起来的时候，我已经觉得那个重量太重了。
So the weight fall back on my chest.
那个185磅就掉下来。
Then I was struggling, right? I couldn't get the weight off of me, right?
那压在我身上，我没有办法把它们移开。
And then I remember this big guy saw me struggling.
那我记得那时候有一个很健壮的人，他在旁边看到我在挣扎。
And then he came over.
他就过来。
With one hand, he just like lifted and put it on the stand.
他用一只手就把压在我身上的重物拿开。
So during time, I even more embarrassed. Right?
我那时候就更不好意思。
I think after that, I didn't go to the gym for a couple of months. Right?
我记得自那以后，我有几个月都没有再去健身房。
Because during that time, the gym was full of Caucasian, right? They always called me Bruce Lee during that time. I remember, right?
因为那个健身房都是白人，那时候他们都称我是李小龙。
And they remember, oh, Bruce Lee, the one that got stuck, right, during the incline.
那他们也很清楚的记得那时候的李小龙在其中一个健身器材当中就卡在那边动不了了。
We need to use wisdom.
我们需要用我们的智慧。
Because when we lift weights, for example, we must do according to our body weight.
当我们来举重的时候，我们要选重量是跟我们的身体、我们的体重是相吻合的。
So for those big guys, for their muscle to work, they must lift 300 pounds.
那对于那些很健壮的人那他们要来运动的话，他们当然要举差不多300磅的重量。
And for a small guy like me, I can lift 150 pounds.My muscle still continue to work.
但是像我没有他们那么长得那么壮的时候，我就是举150磅，对于我来说都是一个有效果的健身。
So the same thing with that spiritual exercise.
那同样的，对于我们在属灵上的健身
，We don't need to be a great evangelist to practice the word of God.
我们不需要像那些很出名的宣道家在外面去传福音。
Because every one of us have different gifts.
因为每个人都有不一样的恩赐。
And each gift is do a certain kind of exercise to nourish our spirituality.
每一个恩赐都给予我们不一样的运动，来让我们来运行神的道。
You can see with Lazarus, Mary and Martha.
就好像拉撒路马大跟玛利亚。
Lazarus, the one that's sitting at Jesus' table.
拉撒路是跟耶稣同坐在席上的。
Because he needed to listen to the word of Jesus.
因为他需要来听耶稣的道。
Martha was serving our Lord Jesus Christ.
马大是在旁边来侍奉耶稣的。
Then Mary, after she listened to the word of God, and she poured the very costly oil on Jesus' feet.
那玛利亚当她听完耶稣的道之后，她把一个很珍贵的香膏的香油倒在主耶稣的脚。
But all three of them, even though they do different things,
即使他们三位是做不一样的事，
but they still be able to exercise the spirituality.
他们都是在不同的方面来练习神的道，
to make their faith become stronger,
让他们的信心更加坚强。
And the same thing for us.
对于我们也是这样的。
When we get older,
当我们慢慢的在年岁上增长，
we cannot go door to door and preach the gospel.
我们也许不再可以挨家挨户的去传福音。
But we can kneel down and pray for those who go to door to door and preach the gospel.
但是我们可以跪下来为那些挨家挨户去传福音的人而祷告。
The main thing is we must do something.
重点就在于我们要做一些事情。
If we don't do something, spiritually become fat and fat and then quite often become very puffed up.
那当我们要是不去做一些事情的话，在属灵上我们会越来的越胖，最后我们就会变得非常的骄傲。
One of my favorite things to do as a minister is to preach to truth seekers and talk to different church denominations.
作为传道人，我最喜欢做的一样事情就是跟慕道者聊天，然后向各个不同教派的人来传福音。
And quite often when we talk to other Christian denominations,
常常当我们去跟不同基督教 教派的人 来谈聊天的时候
very difficult questions.
他们会问一些很难的问题。
So for me, this is the time to practice what I have learned from God's teaching.
那对于我来说，这就是机会让我可以来练习神给予我的教导。
And quite often when I cannot answer the difficult questions,
有时候当我不能回答这些困难的问题的时候，
I would feel humble.
那我会觉得我会谦卑下来。
So this means I need to do more exercise to be stronger.
换句话来说，我要做更多的练习，让自己变得更坚强。
This means I must read the word of God more.
我要再更长的来读经。
So next time when I go out to speak to them,
那下一次当我下去跟他们来谈的时候，
they have difficult questions that I can use the word of God to answer them.
当他们再有这些很挑战的问题的时候，我可以用神的话来回答他们。
But if we only read the word of God,
但是当要是我们只是单单来读神的话，
if we never use it outside,
我们不在外面去来运用，
then we think that spiritually we are very strong.
也许我们觉得我们在属灵上很坚强。
But that's not the way to test how strong faith we have unless we go out and do exercise.
但是除非我们出去来练习，我们没有办法来判定我们的信心有多坚强。
So for our physical body to be healthy, we must do regular exercise.
对于作为我们肉体上的生命，我们要常常的来运动，来让它健康。
And for our spiritual health to be healthy, we also must go and practice the word of God.
在我们属灵上的生命要让它健康，我们要出去来练习神的道。
But how when people do exercise, for example,
但是 人在外面是怎么样的来运动呢？
How they allow their muscle to grow?
他们怎么样让他们的肌肉可以增长？
They must have a lot of rest.
他们要常常的休息。
This is very important.
这也非常重要。
Will your muscle only grow when you are resting?
我们的肌肉只有在我们休息的时候才会在增长。
For example, for bodybuilders.
比如说在那些在练肌肉 健身的人，
if they use their bicep, right, they have exercise for their bicep muscle.
比如说他们在要练他们的手背的肌肉。
Of course, when they do their bicep, they must do it very hard, right?
那他们一定要非常用在强负荷的当中再来健身。
But after they do that exercise,
但是当他们做完这些强负荷的健身之后，
they must give at least 3 days of rest.
他们要至少休息三天。
Because during this resting, that's when their muscle will grow.
因为在这三天的休息当中会让他们的肌肉会变得发达。
So the same thing when we go out and serve God.
同样的，当我们出来要来服侍主的时候，
We also must take time to rest.
我们要有花时间来休息，
To rejuvenate ourselves.
让我们要来灵修我们自己。
Because I know one guy one time when I was lifting at the gym.
我记得有一次我在健身房在运动的时候，
I see this guy had been lifting weight for many many years.
我记得有一个人在那边常常的在举重，
But he's still so skinny.
但是他看上去还是那么的瘦弱。
His muscle never grow.
他的肌肉并没有在增长。
Then we realize why his muscle did not grow.
后来我们知道为什么，原因在出在哪里。
Because he did not have allow his muscle to rest.
因为他没有让他的肌肉可有休息的时候。
So the same thing with our spirituality.
同样的，对于我们属灵上的生命。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
就像主耶稣。
Let's go to Mark chapter 6 with 30 and 31.
要我们翻到马可福音第六章。
Mark chapter 6.Verse 30-31.
马可福音第六章三十三十一节。
Our Lord Jesus Christ also take time to rest.
耶稣，我们的主耶稣也常常花时间的来休息。
Mark chapter 6 verse 31, 30-31.
马可福音第六章三十三十一节。
Verse 31.
三十一节。
Actually, let's start from verse 30 first.
从三十节开始。
Then the apostle gathered to Jesus and told him all things, both what they had done.And what they had taught was 31.
31节。
And they said to them, Come aside by yourself to a deserted place and rest a while. For there were many coming and going, and they did not even have time to eat. So we can see here very clearly that our Lord Jesus Christ encouraged his disciples to go to an isolated place so they can have rest.
在这里耶稣鼓励他的使徒跟他一起要去一个旷野的地方一起休息。
Because during the time many people coming and going and they did not even have time to eat.
因为当时来往的人多，他们连吃饭的功夫都没有。
So that's why in verse 32, so they depart to a deserted place in the boat by themselves.
32节说他们就坐船安安地往旷野地去。
This is very important.
这也很重要。
那 quite often, that's why when we serving God, serving, 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 and we don't take time to rest, then we get burned out.
常常当我们来服侍主，一直一直的在服侍，永不止息的时候，我们会疲惫。
Because if we don't have take time to rest, and then we work day in and day out, sooner or later become very tired.
就像我们在外面工作一样，我们要是不休息的时候，每天这样在工作，有一天我们会倒下来的。
That's why the commandment say we work for 6 days.
正因为如此，在诫命当中有告诉我们，我们六天工作。
On the 7th day we must rest.
在第七日我们要休息。
This rest is not only the physical rest, also the spiritual rest.
这个休息不仅是肉体上的休息，也是属灵上的休息。
God knows He makes us out of dust.
神是从尘土当中造我们。
And we as human beings, we are very fragile.
作为人，我们是很脆弱的。
If we don't rest, we don't have good enough sleep, we don't have enough, you know, eat enough good food, then our body become unhealthy.
我们作为人，要是没有足够的休息，没有足够的营养跟食物，我们很容易会生病。
And spiritually the same thing.
在属灵上也是如此。
Because the last 12 years I've been working with many brothers and sisters who love to serve God.
在过去12年当中，我与很多爱主的同龄在同工。
And many of them become, you know, they get burned out.
那很多人都做到最后非常的疲惫。
They don't want to serve God again.
他们就不想再来服侍主了。
So we don't want to reach this point.
我们不希望我们会达到这一步。
Because yes, we serve God, but we serve God in a sense we must know ourselves.
我们再来侍奉主，但是我们同时也要知道我们自己可以做到哪里。
That's why as minister, you can see that, you know, the GA allow us to have 1 day off out of the week.
作为传道人，每种样我们每个星期会休息一天。
And the day off is on a Monday.
那休息。那是我们的休息的那一天是星期一。
Because without rest, we also can, you know, be very tired, burned out.
没有休息的时间的话，我们也会非常的疲惫。
But when we are resting, it doesn't mean we're not doing anything.
那我们休息并不代表我们什么都不做。
Resting, it doesn't mean we just sit and slouch and eat, you know, ice cream, right? It doesn't mean like that.
休息并不代表说我们只是坐在软软的坐在沙发上就在吃冰淇淋。
Just like quite often when Lucius Christ, you know, retreated himself to isolate air and rest, this means he's praying to God and, you know,cultivate himself to draw closer to God.
就像主耶稣，他常常会退出去，让自己去到旷野当中，他是要去跟神在灵交。
So when we are resting, this is the time to sharpen our weapon spiritually.
当我们在休息的时候，我们是要让我们属灵上的武器来得更尖锐。
Resting is a time for us to meditate and also to reflect on our spirituality.
休息是让我们可以有时间来反省思考我们的属灵生命。
You know, one time I asked Pastor Kerr, I said, what is your favorite time?
那有一次我问柯传道，你最喜欢的时间是什么？
He answered me, his favorite time is flying to another country on a long flight.
他跟我说他最享受的时光就是他要坐飞机，坐一个长途的飞机去另外一个国家。
And I ask him, why is that your favorite time?
我就问他说，为什么那是你最好的时光？
He said, that's the time that no one can contact me.
他说因为那个时候没有人可以联系得上我。
When I'm on a flight flying for 12, 14 hours, that's the time that's no phone, no internet, no nothing.
那当我在飞机上旅行12到14个小时的时候，那时候没有电话，也没有网络，没有人可以联系我。
Except once in a while, his neighbor, you know, on the airplane want to talk to him.
除了有时候他坐在他旁边的人想跟他聊天。
See, that is his favorite time.
那就是他最享受的时光。
Because you know that Pastor Kerr is very busy all the time.
我们知道柯传道非常的忙碌。
So when he's isolated, when he's by himself, that's a time to reflect and think about his relationship with God.
当他有时间可以退出来，就是让他单单自己一个人独处的时候，他可以让他来思考自己的属灵生命。
So what does this mean?
这对于我们是什么样的意义呢？
If you want a body to be healthy,
要是我们让我们的身体要健康的时候，
we must exercise and also rest.
我们要让身体的运动也要休息。
If you want a spiritual health to be healthy.
要是我们要让我们的属灵生命要健康，
we must exercise.
我们要运动，
and also we must rest.
我们也要休息。
Quite often we think that the minister is like, you know, Superman or something, right?
常常我们会觉得传道人就好像超人。
Because we can do this, we can do that, we can go everywhere and do everything.
他们好像是无处不在，无所不能。
And quite often when I ask the members, I say, do you pray for the ministers?
常常我们问信徒，你们有为传道人祷告吗？
And sometimes members answer me, why do they need prayer? Why they are ministers of God?
那有时候信徒跟我们就回答说，为什么要为他们祷告呢？他们是神的工人，有需要吗？
And why do members say this?
为什么信徒会这样说呢？
Because they think that we are spiritually so healthy all the time.
因为他们觉得说我传道人他们在属灵上的健康常常都是非常好的。
But I see even for ministers, we also get very tired.
但是作为传道人，有时候我们也会疲惫。
Physically and spiritually.
在肉体上，在属灵上。
We can see quite often during seminar, if a minister sit in front, they tend to fall asleep, right?
在有时候在讲集会的时候，我们看到传道人是坐在前面，他们常常会打瞌睡。
Not because they do not want to listen.
不是说他们不想去听。
Because physically and spiritually they are very tired.
而是在属灵上，在肉体上，他们都很疲惫。
That's why we must pray for the ministers even more.
正因为如此，我们更应该常常的来为传道祷告。
Because they're the one that need to be in good health. Always to fight against Satan.
因为他们要在各方面有一个健康的身体，可以来跟撒旦打仗。
So that's why next time when we kneel down and pray.
因此，在下一次当我们跪下来祷告的时候
，we really should pray for all the ministers.
为所有的传道祷告。
So they continue to be healthy physically and spiritually.
让他们在肉体上，在属灵上都有一个健康的生命。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
让我们翻到腓立比书第四章。
When we are resting.
当我们在休息的时候
What are some of the things that we need to do to reflect on our spirituality?
我们要做什么样的事情来反省思考我们的属灵生命呢
Philippians chapter 4
腓立比书第四章
Verse 6 and verse 7
第六第七节
Verse 6
第六节
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God. Verse 7
第七节
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guide your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. So we can see here, when we're resting, we need to meditate on our Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们在休息的时候，我们要来思考主。
Because quite often, as long as we serve God, we feel very anxious.
当我们在服侍主的时候，有时候我们常常会忧虑。
And when we feel anxious, then we do not know the kind of peace that God can give to us.
当我们在忧虑的时候，我们没有办法感受到神给我们的平安。
You can see when the Israelites left the land of Egypt.
当我们看到以色列百姓离开埃及地的时候
，And during time they were faced in front of them was the Red Sea.
在他们面前是红海
and behind them were Egyptian soldiers with their chariots.
在后面是埃及兵的兵马
So during the time the people they were so anxious.
那时候那些百姓非常的忧虑
They were screaming and yelling.
他们在呼喊着
But Moses.
但是摩西
The one that he stood still.
唯一站在那边不动摇的人
Why? Because he reflect on the power of God.
因为他在思考他知道神的大能
so, That's why he told the people
他告诉百姓
Be still and see the glory of God.
要站立得稳来看神的大能
So when the people be able to be still
当的百姓可以站立得稳
They can see the pillars of fire protecting them from the Egyptian soldier protect them from the Egyptian soldiers.
他们会看到火柱在保护着他们，让那些追兵赶不上不能接近他们。
And when they stood still,
当他们站立稳稳的站立的时候
，they see the power of God by split the Red Sea for them to walk on dry land.
他们看到神的大能把红海分开，让他们可以走在干地上。
Just like Elijah.
就像以利亚
He was fighting against a false prophet in Mount Carmel.
他在山上去跟那些假先知在征战的时候
Then during that time, Jezebel wanted to kill him.
那时候耶洗别要杀他
But during that time, he was the most active in serving God.
但是那时候是他很活跃的在侍奉主的时候
And during that time, he needed a rest.
那时候他需要休息
That's why he ran to the cave.
正因为如此，他跑到山洞里去。
And during this time, because he was resting, he heard the voice of God speaking to him.
当他在休息的时候，他听到神的对他说话的声音。
For us,
对于我们来说
，That's why when we serve God, we also need time to rejuvenate ourselves.
当我们在休息的时候，我们也要来思考，来反省自己。
So we continue to be continually to be able to serve our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们可以来更好的来侍奉神。
If we are burned out, then it's very difficult to come back to serve Him.
当我们非常疲惫已经站立不起来。之后我们很难再回来再侍奉主。
So we need to do exercise.
我们又要运动。
And we need to rest. Rest is as important as exercising.
我们也要休息，休息跟运动来的同样的重要。
And what's the last thing we must do?
那最后我们还要做什么呢？
We must have a healthy diet.
我们也要有一个健康的饮食习惯。
This is really important.
这也很重要。
It doesn't matter how much we exercise. If we don't have a healthy diet, we can never be in good shape.
无论我们有怎么样的运动，但是我们没有一个很好的饮食习惯的话，也是徒然。
No, just like for the last several years, I want to get back in good shape.
就像过去几年，我希望可以再让身体好起来。
And I try to do exercise as much as I can.
我尽量的找时间去运动。
Because I remember when I was in high school and college, for me to get a six pack is not a problem.
我记得当我在读高中的时候，要让我的身体非常的健壮，有很多的肌肉有很多的腹肌，并不困难。
Because the time I eat very healthy because I play sports.
那时候我运动很多，我吃得很健康。
And I also do exercise.
我也做其他各样的一些运动。
But now because my Cambodian parents live with me.
但是现在因为我的父母跟我同住。
And every dish they cook, we must eat with rice.
那每一道他们做的菜都是要拌着饭吃的。
And you cannot eat brown rice with those dishes. You need to eat white rice.
但而且不能吃那个糙米，要吃白米。
And this white rice is the thing that I cannot, you know, I cannot be in great shape as I want to because I eat too much white rice.
但是因为吃太多的白米，所以身体没有办法有很好的一个练出一个很好的肌肉。
So despite, maybe one have good spiritual health.
对于我们要有一个健康属灵生命
We also must eat a healthy diet.
我们要有一个好的饮食习惯
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4.
让我们来看马太福音第四章
Chapter 4 verse 4.
马太福音第四章第四节
Matthew 4 verse 4.
马太福音第四章第四节
But he answered and said, It is written, Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
So what is a healthy diet?
好的饮食习惯是什么呢？
A healthy diet, we must eat the word of God.
就是要吃神的话。
Because only the word of God has no side effect.
只有神的话是没有副作用的。
If we eat it properly.
当我们用正确的方式来吃
Because the word of God is from heaven and is pure.
神的话是从天而来的，是纯的。
So the word of God is like eating organic food, right? Without all this pasteurized and things like that.
那吃神的话就好像我们吃有机的食物，没有其他的那些化学的药剂在其中。
So we know for our body to be healthy, we must eat good, healthy food.
就像我们的身体 要有好的身体，我们要吃好的食物。
And for us to have good spiritual health, we also must eat the healthy food. That is the word of God.
同样的，我们要有好的属灵生命，我们要吃好的食物，那就是神的话。
And that's why, you know, for my niece and my nephew, I always tell them to eat healthy food.
正因为如此，我常常鼓励我的侄女跟侄子要吃健康的食物。
Because for me, since I was young, because I always play sports, I always eat healthy food.
那对于我来说因为我那时候常常的会去做各样的运动，所以我要吃好的，要吃健康的食物。
So for example, I never really have chips and stuff like that inside the house.
像我在家里不会吃吃 chips 薯片
right. or you know cookies or ice cream those kind of stuff.
或者是各类的饼干或者是冰淇淋。
I remember before when my wife and I we buy a gallon of ice cream.
那我记得有一次，当我还是只是跟我太太一起住的时候，我们买了一个加仑的冰淇淋。
And sometimes it would last for months and years, right? Because we don't really eat it.
常常这个冰淇淋一个月或者一年都吃不完，因为我们不常吃。
Of course, it's nothing wrong to eat ice cream once in a while, right?
但偶尔吃冰淇淋并没有问题。
Once in a while, I also love to eat ice cream, and it's good.
那我有时候也会喜欢吃。
But we cannot eat ice cream every day.
但是我们不能每天都来吃吃冰淇淋。
You know, lately I've been and I was checking my Facebook of all my high school friends.
那最近我在脸书上去看我所有的朋友高中朋友的状况。
Of course, our 20-year anniversary is coming up in September.
因为到九月份的时候就是我们二十周年毕业二十周年。
Because they want me to go to the 20 years anniversary.
但他们希望我可以去跟他们一起来团聚。
When I see them on Facebook.
当我在 Facebook 上面看到他们的时候
，I was so surprised they all got so fat.
我非常的讶异看到他们每个人都非常的肥胖。
Especially one of my friends, he was so skinny when he was in high school.
尤其我有一个朋友高中时代非常的瘦弱
But I know they used to eat really unhealthy
但我知道他们吃得很不健康
So now they are fat
那现在他们都非常的肥胖
And why? Because our body is not used to eating healthy food、
因为我们的身体已经不再习惯、吃健康的食物了
So that's why for my niece and nephew we always try to buy healthy food for them to eat
所以我们常常会去买一些健康的食品给我的侄子跟侄女吃。
But for some reason, children always like to eat unhealthy food.
但是出于某种原因，孩子都很喜欢吃不健康的食物。
Just like my nephew before, he liked to eat Cheetos like early in the morning.
就好像我的侄子，他早上就想吃那个Cheeto.
Actually, Cheeto is not good at any time.
Right? 那 Cheeto 其实在任何时间都是不健康的食物。
But once in a while, it's okay.
那偶尔吃吃还可以。
But if we eat Cheetos every morning for breakfast, there's no way our body can be healthy.
但是要是我们连早餐都是在吃 Cheeto 的时候，身体不会好的。
So for us spiritually,
对于我们属灵上来说
，What some of the unhealthy things that we should not eat?
有什么不健康的食物是我们不该吃的呢
First, when we listen to the word of God,
首先当我们在听神的道的时候
We must be able to discern what is good and what is right and what is wrong
我们要可以来分辨什么是对的什么是错的
And healthy teaching is sound doctrine teaching This means it's according to the Bible
那健康的一个完备的教训是从圣经而来的
Let's turn to 1 Timothy Titus chapter 2 verse
1. 让我们来看提多书。
Titus chapter 2 verse 1.
第二章第一节。
But as for you, speak things which are proper for sound doctrine. Titus chapter 2 verse 1.
提多书的第二章第一节。
But as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine.
你所说的要是合乎圣经的。
So this means if we speak in the word of God,
当我们在讲神的道的时候
we will know what kind of food we have partake.
我们会知道我们所吃的是什么样的食物。
If we speak sound doctrine,
要是我们所说的是一个完备的道理。
This means what we have eat is something that is healthy.
那我们就会知道我们所吃的是健康的。
The same thing, you know, quite often when people have bad breath, right?
常常的就是别人的口气不好。
Bad breath quite often is result on what kind of diet we have.
那这个其实是跟我们吃什么东西是有关系的。
Quite often, for example, if we don't eat.
比如说当我们不吃饭的时候。
Most of the time, we have bad breath.
那我们常常我们讲话的那个气味，我们的吐出来的气味会不好。
And when we are sick,
当我们生病的时候
，quite often we also have bad breath.
那我们也常常会有这个问题。
So the kind of food that we eat, if someone eat Cheetos and they speak to you, they're going to smell like Cheetos.、Right?
那要是我们常常吃 Cheetos 的时候，我们讲出来的话，我们讲话的时候，我们的口气也是有 Cheetos 的味道。
Like、my nephew loved to eat banana too. He loved to eat banana.
就好像我的侄子他也喜欢吃香蕉。
And after he eat banana, he comes to talk to me. I know that he have eaten a banana.
那当他吃完香蕉之后来跟我说话，我就会闻得出来他有吃香蕉。
So the same thing when it comes to a spiritual health.
同样的，当我在我们属灵上的生命
，When we speak false doctrine,
我们是什么时候会讲一些假道理呢
？When we eat the wrong kind of food.
当我们吃了不对的食物。
This means if we eat food that is not according to the word of God.
换句话来说，我们是我们吃了不是按照神旨意所给我们的食物。
Because we eat the thing that's contrary to the teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们所吃的是跟神所教训所违背的时候。
Then when we speak,
那当我们来出话出来要来讲神的道理的时候。
If we're not careful.
当我们不注意的时候
speak the wrong thing,
我们会讲错的事情
then of course we will have bad breath in that sense.
那这样子同样的在属灵上我们也有不好的气味
then we will not be able right, to encourage one another
那我们就没有办法来彼此勉励
because no one wants to you know, smell someone who has bad breath
没有人想闻到别当对方说话的时候出来的口气不好
but if someone who speaks the sound doctrine
但是当一个人讲的是纯正的道理的时候
then we will listen to them
当我们听在聆听
we want to hear more.
我们想听更多
but if someone who did not speak sound doctrine,
但是要是对方讲的不是纯正的道理
if we want to listen to the if they're speaking not sound doctrine we want to speak to them this means there's something wrong with their spirituality
但是要是对方讲的不是纯正的道理我们还是想经常跟他们来交流的时候那代表我们自己的属灵生命也是有问题
this means we've been eating the same kind of food
代表我们也是吃同样的食物
for example if some people love to eat curry
比如说要是有人常常喜欢吃咖喱
if you eat a lot of curry sooner or later you will, your aroma rightIt's like curry almost.
那当我们常常吃咖喱的时候，那我们身上的体味也是有咖喱的味道。
But if you also eat a lot of curry, then you cannot tell that thing is smell like curry. You cannot tell.
但是要是旁边的人也是常常吃同样的食物，你就不会闻到对方也有这个体味。
Just like when I'm at home.
比如说当我在家里。
When my mother cooks some fish.
当我妈妈煮鱼的时候。
And at first it smells, right?
那开始我们会闻到鱼的味道。
But after I stay in the house for a while, then there's no more smell.
但是当我在家里待更久的时间的时候，就闻不到了。当我的太太从工作回来的时候
she opens the door.
她开门。
Then the minute they say, "Wow, what is that smell?" Right?
她就会说这个味道是什么
？And I say, "What smell?"
我就会问她说什么味道
？Of course, that fishing smell.
那当然就是鱼的味道。
But why I cannot smell it?
为什么我闻不到呢
？Because I'm already in the situation. I already smell that fishy smell, so I'm used to it already.
因为我已经身在其中，我已经在鱼的味道当中，所以我闻不出来。
So that's why we continue to eat unhealthy food.
同样的，要是我们继续吃不健康的食物
，then your body will get used to it.
我们的身体会习惯。
Then your body cannot tell what is good and what is bad.
我们的身体就没有办法来分辨什么是好的跟不好的。
But you've been eating healthy food.
但是当我们常常吃好的食物
，if you go eat something that's not healthy, your body will reject it right away.
要是我们偶尔吃到不好的食物，我们的身体会有反应。
That's why quite often when I have a feeling I want to eat McDonald's.
所以有时候当我有这个想法想吃 McDonald 的时候
，because quite often I don't eat McDonald's，
我不并不常常吃麦当劳。
And even if I go to McDonald's, I order the hot fudge sundae for 99 cents, right?
那
the ice cream right, for 99 cents, right?
那我吃去麦当劳常常也只是点一个99 cents 的一个冰淇淋。
And sometimes I want to eat like some kind of Big Mac or something like that.
但是有时候我会想吃那些汉堡。
And then I ordered.
当我买了之后。
And I eat it.
那我吃了之后。
Then I have a stomachache.
那我就会有胃痛。
And I always tell my wife, please don't let me go McDonald's again, right?
那我常常提醒我的太太，请不要再让我去麦当劳。
But 3-4 months later.
但是三四个月之后。
I forgot that McDonald's gave me stomach, then I would feel like McDonald's again.、Right?
但我就忘记了麦当劳所给。给我带来的痛苦，我又会想再去吃。
But for most people, if we're not healthy, we eat any kind of food. It doesn't matter to our body.
但是要是我们的身体不好的时候，我们吃什么样的食物，对我们也不会造成更大的伤害。
Like my dad now is old, right?
就像我爸爸现在已经年纪大了。
But the food that he eats is so salty.
他吃的食物很咸。
When we taste it, oh, it's just like full of salt.
那当我们来吃他的食物，就觉得说都是盐。
Because he gets to the point he's so used to eat salty stuff, he can't taste it at all.
对于他来说，他已经那么习惯了，所以他已经不会觉得很咸。
So make sure spiritually.
因此，在属灵上
，we don't get to this point.
我们要注意，不要达到这一点。
We've been eating so much healthy food, unhealthy food. We do not know what is healthy and what is not.
不要到达不要吃太多的不健康的食物，在属灵上，让我们已经不知道什么是健康跟不健康。我们要继续的来吃神的话。
When we eat the word of God, we fill with the word of God.
当我们来吃神的话的时候，我们就被神的话所充满。
Anything else we eat beside the word of God, first it won't taste good.
我们要是吃其他东西而不去吃神的话的时候，首先它们的味道并不好。
And second, will make us sick.
第二，那些食物会让我们生病。
But if we're not used to eating the word of God,
但是当我们不习惯来吃神的话的时候
，then our body will get used to eat all the junk.
我们的身体会习惯吃其他的垃圾食物。
Even though we are not healthy, but we don't realize it.
即使我们其实是不健康的，但是我们却没有意识到。
Because our body never know what it's like to be healthy spiritually.
因为我们的身体不知道在属灵上什么样才是健康。
So may God continue to help us.
求神继续的帮助我们。
Not only make our physical health healthy.
不仅是让我们在肉体上有健康的生的
，But more importantly, we must make a spiritual health to be healthy.
更重要的，我们要在属灵上有一个健康的身体。
Just like a physical health, we need to exercise.
就像在肉体上，我们要来运动。
We need to rest.
我们要来休息。
And then we need to eat the right food.
我们要吃对的食物。
And the same thing for spiritual health.
同样的，对于我们在属灵上的健康
，we must practice the word of God.
我们要来练习神的道。
Then we must rest once in a while.
我们要偶尔的来休息。
Then make sure we only partake in the word of God and not anything else.
那我们要来确定，我们只是单单的来吃神的道，而不是吃其他的不健康食物。
So we need to do these three things that our physical body and our spiritual body will be healthy.
当我们可以做到这三点的时候，我们无论在肉体上跟属灵上都有一个健康的生命。
Then we can continually to go out and serve the true and living God.
那我们才可以继续的出在可以来侍奉这个又真又活的神。
So praise and thank God.
感谢主。
Let's rise and sing one hymn 282.
让我们一起来唱诗282首。